Mit Sachs Service Pack it out Mishna Hay. Somehow Dayan, when Dayanim evaluate a carcass to assess its true value before it is sold off to pay an amana huksuba. Shapikso stus ohisipu stus michron bottle. That they assess this property incorrectly, either by assessing it for a sixth less than its worth, or a sixth more than its worth, the sale is then invalid. Now, even though onar is only if you're nitzana for more than one sixth, and here the onar is only for exactly a sixth, since we are dealing with yisomim, the chacham were mitaking that even with one sixth, the sale is invalid. Now, even though we are talking here even by karka, and we hold ein onah bikarkos, the Ravid explains that since Bezdin is the one that assesses this karka, when somebody buys a karka from Bezdin, he assumes that he is getting a correct deal. So therefore, if it turns out that he was nitzaneh, even by karka, the sale would not be valid. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, michron kain. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel argues with the Tanakhama, and he holds that even though Bezdin did not assess the value properly, the sale is valid. Im kein makayach Bezdin yafa. Because if the sale would not be valid, then we are diminishing the power of Bezdin. Since Bezdin is involved, even though a mistake was made, the sale is still valid. Avom asu igeris bikaris. But if Bezdin made a star achraza before they sold it, they publicized the sale so that people can come check it out before they buy it. Afilu machru shav amana b'masayim, even if they sold a property that was worth only a mana for masayim. O shav amasayim b'mana michron kayim. Or a property that was worth 200 was sold for only 100. Even so, the sale is valid since they made a star achraza, even according to the Tanakhama. But if it was sold for more than 200% of its worth, or for less than 50% of its worth, then even though they made a star chaza, the sale would still not be valid. Mitzachas Tzivik Perek Yir Aleph Mishnah Vav Hamima Enes Hashniya Veha Islandes. A Mama Enes is a girl that is Yisoma, she does not have a father. Now, in a Torah, only a father can marry off his daughter. But the Rabbanan were Mitaki, that somebody who does not have a father, the mother and brothers can marry her off. And since this is only a marriage through Rabbanan, were also mitaken that if she chooses before she becomes a girl to walk out of the marriage, she could do so without a gift. Ushnia is a secondary Isra Arayat. They are Isra Darayat, which is only offered to Rabbanan. An islandess is an Isra that is incapable of having children. And if the husband did not know that at the time of the marriage, this marriage is considered a mechatos. These women do not get a ksuba. Ma'enes doesn't get a ksuba since she's the one that walked out. Ishniya doesn't get a ksuba since she got married to Isra. The Rabbanan knas her not to allow her to collect her ksuba. And the reason why the Rabbanan knas her and not him is because there's a clout. Yoyser mimashe ish rosa linase isha rosa linase. A woman wants to get married more than a man. So therefore the Rabbanan knas her and not him because she's probably the one that convinced him to marry her. And an islandess doesn't get a ksuba simply because it is a mekachtos. Below perot, if the Baal eats the perot from the nechasim of the isha, she cannot demand that he give back those perot. Now, even though in the case of the shnia and the islandess, the marriage was not valid, even so, she can't demand that he give her back the perot. And in the case of the mamaenes, where the marriage was valid, certainly she can't demand he give her back the perot since he ate those perot beheser. The low mizonis, he does not have to support them. In the case of the shnia, since the marriage is a marriage that's usur, and in the case of the islandess, since it's a mekotos, and in the case of the mema'enes, even though he does have to support her before she walks out, if she had borrowed money in order to support herself in the event that the Baal did not give her mizonis, he doesn't have to pay back those loans. Now, even though in a regular marriage, if the isha does borrow money to support herself, the Baal does have to pay back the loans. Here, since she walked out on him, the Chachamim were not mechayev him to pay back those loans. The low Baal, if the Baal took Kalim, whether they're from Nifsei Malug, which is property that is owned by the Isha, or whether they are from Nifsei Sombarzo, which is property that the Isha brought into the marriage and was written into the Ksuba, if the Baal used those Kalim to the point that they were totally worn out, even so, she cannot demand that he pay her back for those. But if those Kalim are still around, she can take them when she leaves the marriage. V'metchila nasa l'shem islandist, yesh l'ktuba. If at the time of the marriage, the Baal knew that she was an islandist, and he married her anyway, she does get a ksuba, and this is not a mech of toes, since the Baal knew about it, so this is a regular marriage, where she gets a ksuba and any other dinim, than isha zocha from the husband. Almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedev. An almana that married a kohen gadol, as a kohen gadol has to marry a basula, not an almana. And a grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedev, the kohen hedev is usher to a grusha v'chalutza. Mamzeres v'nesina li Yisrael. The Yisrael that married a mamzeres v'nesina, this is also usher to a raisa. Bas Yisrael l'nasin ulamamzer. Bas Yisrael that married a nasin ulamamzer also, and if there's a raisa yeslam tzuba. In these cases, since the marriage is chal, and these are only Yisuri Lav and not Yisuri Kares, so therefore, even though there is an Isra in the marriage is chal, so therefore, when he divorces them, he has to give them a tzuba. Now, even though we saw earlier that a shnia, a secondary Isra arrives, when the Baal divorces her, he does not have to give her a tzuba. And we say that the reason is that a woman wants to get married more than a man, so she probably convinced him to marry her. In these cases, we don't say that she probably convinced him to marry her, since in all these cases, any child that they would have would be pogum. In the case of an amana l'kohen gadol or a grusha b'chalutza l'kohen hedev, the child would be a cholo. He would not have a din kohen. And in the case of mamzeres nesina liyisrael or bas yisrael l'nasin l'mamzer, the child would be a mamzer. So therefore, since the child from these unions would be pogum, would be defective, she would not convince him to marry her. It was probably the opposite. He probably convinced her to marry him. So therefore, we knock him instead of her, and we force him to give her a suit.